The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Lord, I thank you that you will confirm your word with signs and wonders following. For it's to this end that I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. That is my life. Now, everything the Lord does grows and bears fruit. We're coming into that time. You know, maybe it looks like the church has kind of been underground for a while. But during that time, the roots are spreading out. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged with what's going on around you. Yes, gross darkness is coming upon the earth. But great light, great glory, the glory of the Lord shall arise upon His people.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's turn to that. Let's read that. Isaiah. Isaiah 60. This is a big word to us today. It's a big word. It's all I can do is speak what the Lord speaks through me. And I'm not a teacher that, you know, a good teacher, and God gives teachers to the body. And they prepare their lessons, they lay it all out, and I try to do that. But I cannot do it. And I do prepare. We're supposed to study to show ourselves approved. And we're supposed to study the Word, meditate the Word, pray, prepare. And I do. I prepare myself because I don't take this lightly. But I have to have a fresh word. I have to have a now word. And most of the time, the Lord gives it to me as I'm speaking it. It's just as new to me as it is to you. It's His Word. I have nothing of myself. I have nothing. I can do nothing of myself. If He doesn't anoint it, it does nothing. But we trust Him. It's His Word. And He confirms His Word. And this is an awesome word. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The light of Jesus, the light of the Holy Spirit, is come, not will come, is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And I speak that out to the people now. Arise from the dead. Arise out of the darkness. Arise and shine, for your light is come, saith the Lord. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let His glory minister to you now. Let His presence, the anointing of His Spirit, minister to you now. Cleansing, healing, speaking to you. Bringing you peace. Bringing you healing. Bringing you joy. Whatever the need is, forgiveness. Love, power, anointing, answers to your questions. The glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Thank God He didn't stop there. We might have been included if He stopped there. But the Lord shall arise upon thee.
Amen. Thank you, God.
And His glory shall be seen upon thee.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
When the Lord speaks a promise, His word will not return void.
Amen.
I am looking for that glory to be seen upon us, upon the church of the living God. And signs and wonders and miracles and deliverances and healings will come to the earth and to the people through us, through you, through me.
Yes.
Get ready. Get ready. Amen. Expect it. Expect it. We are in that day. Prepare. Make yourself holy. Consecrate yourself. Give yourself totally to the Lord. Bring your body. Your body is the temple. The living sacrifice. And let that glory shine through you, on you. Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Start with verse 7. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious.
Amen.
Speaking of all the glory of God on Mount Sinai and on Moses. So that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. That glory was to be done away. And it was done away when Jesus came. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? That means so much more.
Amen.
The ministration of the Spirit. These things were things in the flesh, a mountain that could be touched. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? If you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit of the living God. Our God is a consuming fire.
Thank you, Lord.
God in us. Christ in us.
Yes,
the hope of glory. You have that consuming fire in you. Oh, that we may grow into that. Oh, that we may come up higher and walk in that and realize that day by day that the fire, the consuming fire and glory and power of God lives in us.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes. Amen.
Jesus said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. And he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
Why should anything hurt us? If we just realize the one that's inside us, the fire and the power that's inside us. Verse 9. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, and that's speaking of the law, how the law condemns, makes you guilty, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. We should be bright and shining lights in a dark place. The world is a dark place. The world is in gross darkness. But the glory of the Lord shall arise upon His people.
Amen.
The glory of the Lord shall arise upon us. When we walk into a dark place, people should be shocked, astounded. And they'll either run to the Lord or they'll run away in fear and trembling.
Thank you, Lord.
And we shall rest in the power and the glory of Almighty God.
Amen.
We shall walk in that. We shall rest in that. And darkness will flee from before us. Are you ready for that? We must get ready for that. We must be holy. And that consuming fire, let it burn out everything in you that is unholy. But you must realize, you must give up yourself, your life to Him. Ask Him to move in by His Spirit. And His Spirit is a consuming fire, and it will burn out. You'll not be able to continue in sin. You won't want to.
Amen. Come on now.
And if you try, it will not work. Give it up. The Lord has good plans for your life. He'll take all those old desires away. You won't even want the same things. So don't be afraid to come to Him. You know, some people, they're afraid to give up the old life. They enjoy themselves. But yet there's something tugging on their heart. Something tugging. But yet they can't seem to give it up. They're afraid. You don't have to be afraid. The Spirit of the living God will take care of all that.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, if they're truly born again, if you truly accept Jesus and His Spirit into you, He's a consuming fire. And that stuff will fall away. It'll fall away.
Thank you, Lord.
And it'll be coming from darkness into light. Coming from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. It's just like walking through a door. And it'll close behind you. And you won't be able to go back. And you won't want to. Glory, hallelujah. That's just what the Lord has given me for His people. He desires His glory to shine through His people. I'm ready for that. I've been waiting for that. I've been praying for that. We haven't gone through trials for nothing.
Amen.
The Lord will fulfill His promises to His people. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the light is going forth. It's going forth into dark places. Now you're called. You're called. You're called to be a witness. For this cause were you born, to be a witness. You were born again to be a witness. Not to sit back and just ignore the world. You know, I know each one of you have people that you dearly love. Family members, friends, people that you are concerned about. Now, if you were in a boat in the sea, and all your people, these people that you so dearly love and are concerned about, you say you are, and some of you are, some of you have been praying for them, some for many years. If you were in a boat and they were in the sea drowning, would you just sit back in the boat and relax?
No.
I don't think so. Would you just go fishing? Listen to the radio? Watch TV? Visit with friends so nonchalantly as if nothing is happening around you, as if all you see with your eyes is reality? No. If that's what you saw with your eyes in reality, you would not do that. Not a single one of us would do that. Something would rise up on the inside of us, a power and a strength that we didn't even know we had, and we would begin to bring those people into the boat. We would do all our force and all our power, we would pull. We would do everything within our power. Everything we didn't even know we could do to get the people into the boat. Now you're called to do that. To be a witness to your friends, your family. They're drowning. The waters are raging. They're covering them up. They're drowning. Don't let them sink forever and ever into the darkness and blackness of the pit. You are called, we are called to be His witnesses, to rescue them by any means. If you have to scare them to death, scare them to death. Love them in, love them in. Whatever, by any means. You would spend all your money. You would spend all you had. If you were on the beach and your people were out there drowning and there were sharks round about, and here comes a man with a boat, you would give all you had to pay him to go rescue your people. He would give everything to rescue your people, wouldn't you? I know you would. I know you would. Well, are you giving to the gospel for the gospel to be preached? Or crying, sighing, dying humanity? Are you giving? Are you witnessing? If you're on the beach and you can't go yourself, you've got to pay somebody else to go. And it costs money to take airplanes and to be on the radio and television. You've got to pay somebody else to go get your people. And maybe that person is over somewhere in Africa or China or India or anywhere else. But if you're faithful to give, God will take care of your people here. Let's be about our Father's business. And if we begin to do that, the glory, just like a fire. Maybe you're a bruised reed. Maybe you're a smoking flax right now. I've been that way sometimes. I felt like a bruised reed, downtrodden, broken. I've felt like a smoking flax where I just didn't even feel like I had any flame at all. Like I was completely dead. But the Lord revives.
Amen.
That fire is consuming and nothing can put it out. And if you begin to give of yourself, your time, your talents, your money, your prayers, skip a meal every now and then and take that time to pray, you begin to give of yourself, that fire will catch again. It'll catch again. And it'll burn hotter and hotter. Lord, make us a blazing fire. And He said He makes His ministers a flaming fire.
Amen.
I want to be a firebrand for God, don't you? For our God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
You get God in your life, He's going to consume everything that's not of Him.
Amen.
That's good news.
Amen.
We don't want anything that's not of Him. And it's a process. There are only two powers, the power of God and the power of Satan. There are only two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of Satan. You're either in one or the other. There is no middle ground. If you're sitting on the fence, you're in the power of darkness. You're in the kingdom of darkness. You're under that power. You're operating under that power. Because it's not God's desire that you sit on the fence. It's His desire that you be in His kingdom and operate with His power, with His anointing, with the fire of the living God. Now, Lord, I have given Your word as best I could, Lord. And as best I heard You and You have spoken through me, Lord. Now I ask that You confirm it with signs and wonders, that everyone under the sound of my voice would be healed,
Amen.
Would be set free, would be delivered, would be lifted up, would be encouraged, would hear Your voice once again, would come into a newness of life, a newness in Your spirit. Let Your fire burn, Lord. Let Your fire burn. And we believe You to do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, agree with me by saying, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Glory. Glory.